Gary, what's your appraisal of that game this afternoon?
It's a difficult one because we played extremely well during the course of the first half and conceded late on. And then second half, credit to Bury, they managed the game extremely well. They dropped deep and were able to manage the game. So you have to give them some credit. But I have to say our lads performed extremely well. We've got a number of injuries to key players and we've ended up losing the game. But really, we couldn't have asked any more of the players today. So pleased regarding the performance, but yet again disappointed because we've not picked up any points.
How harsh was it that you went in 1-0 down?
It was a cruel blow considering how well we played. But even at the end of the game, you know, their lads came off, their players came off, saying it was a smash and grab, and I would have to agree with that.
Disappointed with the way the goal did go in?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I think we switched off at the far post. I'll have to have a look at it on the DVD, but it was one of them where we did switch off right at the end of the first half.
And when you look at the second half, frustration that plenty of possession, but you just couldn't create that chance.
Yeah, as I said, they managed the game very well, but you know, give credit to them. But from our side, we didn't move the ball quickly enough in the middle and the final third of the pitch to hurt them. But they are where they are for a reason, and you know, we've had a difficult couple of weeks.
You opted to give Adam May a Pompey debut. Is this a time of the season when it is an opportunity to give youngsters like him a run out?
Well, the opportunity come because, firstly, he's a very good player. Secondly, we've got a number of injuries, as I touched upon. And, you know, we're unable really to fill the bench today. So I wanted to give some minutes to all the players, you know. And I said that on day one, that I wanted to give everybody some minutes, you know, going into the four fixtures that were remaining. So I thought he'd come on and look comfortable. And we'll do that in the remaining two games as well.
You mentioned the injuries, you know, obviously, about Danny East, Andy Bartram, the likes of Jack Watmore and Paul Robinson, but I guess James Dunn added to that list as well today.
Well, Danny, he was due to play today. You know, we prepared for this game over the last few days, and, you know, we got a call this morning. Doug, I got a call and said that he had a slight problem, and I had a conversation with Danny leading into the game, and we both felt it was right that he was left out today.
And Ryan Taylor also left out. Is there a chance he could play again this season?
I don't know. We'll have to, as I said during the course of the week, we'll have to monitor that. So we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to dust ourselves down, see who's fit and available, and concentrate on the players that are fit and available.
Just finally, obviously, the crowd did get behind the team for much of the game. It always must be disappointing when you look around and so many have left before the final whistle.
They're going to be disappointed. Of course they are, because they expect more. And a club of this size, in fairness, should be challenging where Bury are and higher than that. You know, this club should be challenging for promotion, you know, championships. Obviously, there's going to be some change. Going into the summer, we need to do that, you know, to get some change, get some momentum going into the new campaign, because we should be, you know, challenging at the top end of this division.
Just finally, is there any one thing, or I guess it's a number of things, what needs to be done differently to ensure Pompey are where they should be next season as opposed to this year?
That's a $1 million question, but we have to... The club have to regroup in the summer. Obviously, the position is available for the manager's role. So whoever takes up that position will have an opportunity to stamp his authority on the club, on the playing side of things, and move this club forward.
And whoever does get it is a great opportunity.
It's a fantastic club. It's a fantastic opportunity. And you know, you touched on the fans there. They've been brilliant, and it'd be nice, you know, this time next year that they're cheering, looking for a championship.